Hey, Lurid listeners, welcome back to the Kiss Me Quicks podcast. This is your favorite sexy librarian, Rose Caraway. I have a story today for you guys that you are going to love, titled, I've Got a New Girl Now, written by the unapologetic erotica author Summer Marsden. Before we get to her story, I wanted to let you guys know that Sweet Danger, Erotic Stories of Forbidden Desire for Couples, is coming soon. And a little word about Sweet Danger. I think maybe I should prepare you guys. I don't know if any of you guys have read it, but it's by Violet Blue. And you know that anything Violet Blue touches is amazing. And to date, it is the most, I don't know if I could say it that way. It's the edgiest book I have read. But if you like the show, then I know you're going to like it. So if you're new to this podcast, you might want to listen to a few more of my episodes before diving into Sweet Danger. Like the podcast, it might not be for you. So I'm going to set you guys up with a few excerpts from Sweet Danger just to get you ready, and then I want you guys to go and buy it. So that'll get more stuff free to you. And remember, please, please remember that whenever you purchase an audiobook or use one of your Audible credits, it helps sustain the Kiss Me Quicks podcast. So I need your support and I love your support. So thank you so much for that. It means everything to me. I couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you. Also, I just put up a new blog post on my website, thekissmequicks.com, featuring author Laura Antoniou. She is a crack up, you guys. So go to my website and read her post about oral pleasures. I read her book, by the way, titled The Killer Wore Leather. It's a murder mystery with a lesbian lead detective who gets to investigate a murder at a hotel completely swarming with people in the leather kink scene. And I have to tell you guys, it is really, really fun. So if you have some time, go to Amazon and get a copy of The Killer Wore Leather. Plus, it's in audio, so if you want to step on over to Audible, it's there too. Okay, let's get to some Summer Marsden. She's an author whom I love dearly, respect, and learn from constantly, and I am completely honored to have her story on the show. So sit back, grab a glass of wine, and share a toast to Summer Marsden. It is my pleasure to present I've Got a New Girl Now. Please, Mr. Parker, I'll do anything to make it up to you.
I don't think so, Veronica. I've got a new girl now.
He walks the perimeter of the room with his hands behind his back, and I tap the toe of my saddle shoe on the floor. Hardwood floors that I have scrubbed for him while reciting math facts. And here he is talking about a new girl. Mr. Parker!
You're a discipline problem, Veronica.
He frowns at me. I stand and smooth my skirt. I will not cry. I'll make it up to you, Mr. Parker. I promise. What do you want? I'll do whatever you say.
I think we should tax your knowledge of the periodic table.
He grins at me, and my stomach does a sick roll. He knows I suck at science. Or is it algebra? Damn. Oh, Mr. Parker. I can't help it. I stomp my foot.
On your knees, Veronica.
His voice is smoke and glass when he says that. I wiggle a little, but he doesn't let me off the hook. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. I drop to my knees and lift my little skirt and move across the hardwood floor. I have to ignore the wet thump of excitement in my pussy. This is not the time to act like a slut. Well, this is not the time to give in to acting like a slut. Yes, sir. I look up at him and grin. He scowls at me. I wipe the grin off my face. Let's start easy. What does H stand for, Veronica?
hydrogen, I chirp. Oh, I am so good at this. He unzips his pants, and I am allowed to push the tip of my nose to his open zipper. His cock is hard against his thigh in there. He pushes his hands into my bangs and brushes them back. My braids brush my shoulders, and I breathe deep the scent of him. Good girl. How about A-L? That is capital A, lowercase L. Oh, God. I'm shaking my ass like that can help me think. The bite of the hardwood floor on my knees isn't helping. The fact that Mr. Parker is touching his hard cock through his pants right in front of my needy face is helping exactly none, nada. My brain unhinges and releases the information like a Pez dispenser. Aluminum. Who's been studying? Though the new girl will know these hands down. That makes me a little afraid. Hands down? That's a lot of studying. He pops the button, shoves down his pants and his boxers. I can look, but I can't touch. Hmm, I say. I reach the tip of my tongue out to cheat. No way, Veronica. Foiled again. He traces my chin with the smooth velvet head of his cock. My chin. Because he is just rude. I wiggle my knees, protesting, my cotton panties soaked at this point. If I am a good student, I will get my just rewards, the sexual version of a gold star. Sorry, I grump. Let's try this. H-E, capital. Yeah, capital H, lowercase e. I'm nibbling my bottom lip so hard it hurts. The new girl won't be so ill-mannered, Mr. Parker says. I don't like this new girl at all. I push my skirt up a bit and slip my fingers underneath. He lets me get as far as pressing the trembling pad of one fingertip to the ache of my clit through my panties, and then he says, "Hands where I can see them, young lady." My ire rustles up the info. H-E is helium. The trick to remember is Liam Neeson. H-E, Liam. Because Liam is the bomb. So, never mind, it's hard to explain. Excellent. For the first time, I feel glowy and happy. Mr. Parker beams down at me, and his smile is kind of wolfish, if I'm honest, which is totally hot. He pulls his cock through his open fly and says, "You may proceed." I lean in like I'm being offered a popsicle or an ice cream cone. I keep my hands behind my back, forearms entwined like Mr. Parker taught me. I touch the tip of my nose to his hard-on, run my forehead down the silken length. He moans, but does not rush me. He likes to watch. I sink back on my haunches, calves screaming on the hardwood floor from sitting this way. I suck just the tip of him into my mouth, lips painted cherry red just for him, look up and smile, my mouth stuffed with his own flesh. "You are honorary, Veronica, has anyone ever said?" His eyelids sink down and bounce back up. Poor thing, he's struggling to keep them wide and peeled on me. "One or two people," I murmur, my mouth is still full. Then I slide down and bob back up, sucking his dick as hard as my mouth will allow. A warm slick of my own fluids gathers in the thin, cheap cotton crotch of my panties. Then Mr. Parker, who can be quite a jerk, says, "How about we do another one?" He has gathered my lovely, painstakingly arranged braids in his big hands and is using them as a lead, fucking my mouth like I might evaporate if he doesn't hold on. I sigh, but keep licking. If I break Mr. Parker, maybe he will stop quizzing me. The new girl will be eager to please. He groans on the last thrust and pulls free of my mouth. I chase him with my tongue to no avail. What? I whine. A-G. Capital. I know. Hush. Capital A. Lowercase g. He bends at the waist like some tall bird and begins to undo the small pearl buttons on my white starched blouse. Well, that scrambles my brain, but I'm sure the new girl will be much more level-headed. I'm waiting, Veronica. His fingers brush my belly button, slide up and tug the small white cotton bra off my small breasts. His thumbs play ring around my rosy nipples. He is deliberately setting me up to fail. A-G rhymes with gag, and I'm not averse to gags, but I do like nice things, as evidenced by my patent leather heels that cost too much to mention. So if I were to wear a gag, then I would want it to be made of something nice, not gold, but silver, silver! I yell like I have just won a game show. Mr. Parker pauses, grinning. Very, very nice, Veronica. I think maybe you deserve a reward for that. He presses himself flat to me then, on the floor. Go figure. His perfectly pressed dark pants picking up the invisible dust on the planks. Mr. Parker kisses between my breasts, pink nipples spiked high from his light touch. He sucks one and then the other, and just as I'm about to grab his hair, he licks a wet, shiny trail from my tits to my belly button. One teasing dip there, and his tongue is sliding under the waistband of my skirt. I'm wriggling like the catch of the day until his hands slide under my skirt and yank at my panties. Then I freeze and let him peel them off of me while I hold my breath. Do you think you deserve a reward for studying? He asks. I press my pussy up just in case he missed it and whisper, yes, yes, I do. I studied hard, and that stuff is not my strong. Oh, his lips have found me, and he's licking, licking, licking. His fingers bunched in my skirt, a big tangled mess of plaid around my waist, but I don't care. I spread my legs and let him dive in. His rigid tongue does dips and slashes at my wet hole. He sucks my clit until I bang my legs restlessly on the floor and grab his hair. Please, Mr. Parker, please, please do me. Bang me like a drum. Fuck me like an animal. Slam me like a door. He covers my wagging mouth with his forearms and shushes me. The new girl is much quieter. Cunt! Mr. Parker slides out of his trousers slowly, making me listen to the hiss of fabric on skin. I wiggle under him, but I'm pinned by his bulk. He frees himself. That's what he calls his cock when he's like this. And he rubs the head of himself to my pussy. He does it slow so that I stop breathing to feel every stroke. Then he says, "One more." Oh my God, not one more. Not one more. All that caterwauling is buried under his arm, and we both know damn well that he won't stick it in me until I answer. So I still, wait, nod. W. Ha! W is so easy. W is tungsten, and Mr. Parker always chooses tungsten when he is trying to trick me. Only he doesn't know that he does that. So I wait a few heartbeats and squinch up my eyes like I'm thinking. Tungsten? His face is a glowing, handsome mask of approval, with stubble, and he kisses me on the mouth, his warm, wet tongue stroking into my mouth, tickling my tongue, making me jitter on the floor. He thrusts into me hard, and I all but melt. I want it so bad. I open my body wide for him, and he grabs my knees up and balances them over his arms. He rears back, watching his hard cock slipping in and out while I struggle not to come right off the bat. You did really, really well, Veronica. I am pleased. My pussy clenches up around him and I start to come. I babble, "Me too. Mr. Parker, I'm very pleased too. Very, very, very pleased." I whisper as I come. And I come hard, arching up to meet him, because I can tell that one more will roll out of me right on the heels of that one. Mr. Parker shoves my knees higher, so they're near my shoulders, and I'm open so, so wide. He watches some more. The hide-and-seek game his cock is playing deep inside of me, tagging my G-spot with every stroke. I grab his hair and yank. Ow! But he's coming, and I feel my next orgasm bubbling up in me as he leans in to kiss me as he empties. He bites my lip hard between his sharp white teeth and says, "The new girl won't pull hair." I am too busy coming to worry about the fucking new girl. We're still lying on the floor of the dining room, but naked. "This new girl," I say to my husband. "What's the deal?"
"I've got a new girl now,"
he says, trying to keep a straight face. "Oh yeah? What's she like?"
"Oh, she's a lot like you," he croons.
I punch him none too lightly. "She's quiet and won't argue and all that jazz. When do I get to meet her?" He crawls to the sideboard and opens a door. He hands me a box. I open it. Inside is a nun costume. "Ah, so this new girl."
"Yes."
He traces a line down my back, and I shiver. "When do I get to meet her? Be her?"
"I don't know, but I've been very, very bad."
He kisses my ear, and I laugh.
"Well, some discipline may be in order, young man."
God, I hope so.
For Stupid Fish Productions, this is Rose Caraway. I'd like to thank the following musical artists: Silence Is Sexy, Experimental Bits, Avid, Broke for Free, Good Old Neon, and the feature credits song At the Mall by Emerald Park. I hope you guys enjoyed I've Got a New Girl Now by Summer Marsden. Please check out more of her awesome stories at summermarsden.blogspot.com or search her name in pretty much every place books are sold. You can get in touch with her on Facebook and Twitter under Summer Marsden.
As for me, come on over to thekissmequicks.com or just search Rose Caraway in Amazon, iTunes, and Audible if you want more sexy stuff read to you. Oh, and come and find me on Twitter and Facebook, too. I've got lots of great stuff there, like free erotic stories, blog posts I've written, and even some pictures of me. And also, many of you know this already, but some might not, Big Daddy does artwork for each and every episode, so you guys can find it all there. So come on over and chat. I love to chat. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you soon. Stupid fish. Cunt. 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 I'm just going to say the word cunt over and over. I'll take cunt for 300, Alex.
Halo sex is coming.
Halo sex. Halo sex. Halo sex. Halo sex.
Halo sex. Halo sex is coming.